Hello, everyone, and welcome into your latest episode of Nothing But Bets. I am your host, Evan Sidery. I'm the National NBA reporter, Phoenix Suns beat writer, and local gambling insider for basketballnews.com. We're with you today on a Sunday to go over a great slate of NBA action ahead of us. Before we get started, though, I want to remind you to make sure you sponsor, or we appreciate you reading and subscribing to basketballnews.com. Basketballnews.com, our written content, and the basketballnews.com podcast network. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and make sure you subscribe to the show if you haven't already. But in the meantime, let's go ahead and dive into what should be a fun slate in the association here on Sunday night. And our first game up here is the Boston Celtics at the Memphis Grizzlies. The Celtics are 6.5-point favorites today over the Grizzlies in Memphis. Memphis just won by 40-plus points last night. They're resting all their starters at this point in the final game of the season. So I think we see the Celtics win this game. You still have something to play for within the Eastern Conference. And we see a big game from Jason Tatum. So in the end, I am going to go ahead and take here the Celtics to win and cover the 6.5-point spread. So let's lock in Celtics minus 6.5 and go to our next game here, the Toronto Raptors at the New York Knicks. The Raptors are 5-point favorites over the Knicks. I think this is a situation to me where I think, quite honestly, the Raptors have been one of the most underrated best teams in the association over the last couple months. When you see Pascal Siakam playing an all-NBA level, Scotty Barnes is being an awesome rookie, OG Anunoby and Fred VanVleet as well. So much depth, so much length, so much versatility on this Raptors roster. I think it's going to show up in a big way today. Like, it's one of the most inconsistent teams in the NBA, in the New York Knicks. So I love the Raptors in a spot on the road in Madison Square Garden. So let's go ahead and take here Raptors minus 5 over the Knicks as the best bet of the day here on Nothing But Bets, and move on to our next game here, which is the Miami Heat at the Orlando Magic. The Heat are 9.5-point favorites today over the Magic in Orlando. Miami still hasn't officially wrapped up any seed yet because it's so jumbled up top in the Eastern Conference. So all their main players are going to be playing today in Orlando. With the spread under 10 now, it was originally under 10, now it's a 9.5. I ain't going to bite on that and easily take that. I think the Heat win by 10-plus points today against this Magic team who is officially packed in at this point for a high draft pick as we're wrapping up the regular season. So I love the Heat here. I think we see, honestly, Miami come out with a little bit of urgency and kind of wrap this thing up by halftime. I think eventually they win by 15 or so points. So let's take the Heat here, Heat minus 9.5, and move on to our next game here, which is the Philadelphia 76ers hosting the Detroit Pistons. The Sixers are 9.5-point favorites today over the Pistons in Philadelphia. This is a Joel Embiid showcase game, folks. One of the worst teams in the NBA, the Pistons, going against the Sixers in their last game of the season. Embiid just had 40 and 20 yesterday against the Pacers, who are losing in big-time fashion right now against the Brooklyn Nets. I think we see more of the same today for Philadelphia and Joel Embiid. I think we see Embiid go off for 30 and 20 once again in this one. I think we see, honestly, Cade Cunningham has been flashing a lot for the Pistons, and Sadiq Bey maybe keep it close for a little bit. But in the end, I think Joel Embiid is a monster game to really put himself alongside Nikola Jokic in the MVP race. So let's go ahead and take your Sixers minus 9.5 over the Pistons as a best bet of the day and move on to our next game here, which is the Minnesota Timberwolves hosting the Chicago Bulls. The Timberwolves are 7-point favorites today over the Bulls in Minnesota. Minnesota's playing for, I think, some urgency as far as keeping the momentum going headed into the play-in game against the Clippers on Tuesday. The Bulls are without Zach LaVine in this one. So I think we're going to see a very much concerted effort by the Timberwolves to come out and really have a good game today. I think we see Karl-Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards step up in this one. DeMar DeRozan could keep it close for a little bit. But in the end, I'm going to go with Minnesota here pulling away late. This Timberwolves team is so fun to watch. Even had a chance to go ahead and do so in the playoffs because they are so fun to watch. But in the meantime, let's go ahead and lock in for Sunday slate. The Minnesota Timberwolves winning by at least 7 points. So Timberwolves minus 7 over the Bulls. And let's move on to our next game here. The Los Angeles Clippers hosting the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Clippers are 11.5-point favorites today over the Thunder. Really the same thing as we just said with the Timberwolves, the Clippers are. They're already locked into that 8 seed. They're going to be playing the Timberwolves in the play-in tournament on Tuesday. But this is about keeping momentum going into that game. We saw Paul George have a big game last night. The Clippers won by almost 40 points. I think we see much of the same thing. It's this tanking Thunder team who's been resting their main guys like Josh Giddey and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for a while now. I think we see, honestly, Paul George have a big game, but also a lot of these role players like Ivica Zubac step up as well. So I love the Clippers here. I love them big. So I'm going to take the Clippers to easily cover their 11.5-point spread against this tanking G League version of the Oklahoma City Thunder. So let's take Clippers minus 11.5 over the Thunder at home in L.A. And move on to our next game here, which is the Phoenix Suns hosting the Sacramento Kings. The Suns are 10-point favorites today over the Kings. The Kings are resting Domantas Sabonis and De'Aaron Fox due to injury. The Suns are resting a lot of guys as well. It was just announced about an hour ago. Devin Booker, Jay Crowder, DeAndre Ayton. I believe Chris Paul is out of this one as well. So pretty much all these guys except the Suns wings and Cam Johnson and Mikal Bridges are sitting this one out. Will mostly be the Suns' second unit in this one. I don't know if I like the Suns to cover the spread here, but this Kings team is also awful. They're resting all their guys right now. It's the Davion Mitchell show. So I think in the end that we're going to see, I mean, it's tough because you're going to have Aaron Holiday and Ife Lundberg as the point guards. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take the Kings here. I don't know if I'm confident enough to say that the Suns will easily cover the spread. So I'm going to go in the direction here of the Kings to at least cover the 10-point spread to lose by like 7 or 8 points today against the Suns, who are resting half their rotation. So in the meantime, let's go ahead and lock in Kings plus 10 as a dartboard throw of the day here. And now let's go over to the Dallas Mavericks hosting the San Antonio Spurs. The Mavericks are 10-point favorites today over the Spurs in Dallas. I love Luka Doncic in this game. Luka's tech that would have gotten suspended for this game was rescinded last night officially by the NBA. So he is playing against DeJounte Murray and the San Antonio Spurs. I think we see a big game from Luka, who's trying to force himself into this All-NBA MVP conversation. He's definitely deserving of an All-NBA team for sure, whether it be first or second team is to be determined. But in the meantime, we see a big game from Luka Doncic to help those voting causes out, to really lock in that 3 seed as well for Dallas. If Dallas wins today, they officially clinch the 3 seed over the Golden State Warriors. What an incredible run it has been for them after trading away Kristaps Porzingis to the trade deadline. So I love Luka Doncic's one. I love the Mavericks here to win and cover the spread. So let's take Mavs minus 10 over the Spurs in a crosstown rivalry between Dallas and San Antonio and move on to our next game here. The easiest bet of the day, to be quite honest, the Utah Jazz at the Portland Trailblazers. The Jazz are 18-point favorites today over the Trailblazers in Portland. As you guys all know by now, Portland traded away all their good players. Damian Lillard's been out for the whole season pretty much. Anthony Simons is sitting out due to injury. This Blazers team is a G League roster, international roster. It is not one that is NBA quality. They begin to destroy left and right. I don't see that changing much at all against what I think is going to be a pissed off Jazz team tonight after their loss against the Phoenix Suns. So let's lock in here a big game from Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert and the Utah Jazz to win by 20 plus points tonight. Let's take as a best bet of the day here on Nothing But Bets, Jazz minus 18 over the G League Blazers, and move on to our next game here, which is the New Orleans Pelicans hosting the Golden State Warriors. The Warriors are 7-point favorites today over the Pelicans in New Orleans. I think the Warriors win this game. There's going to be urgency. They're going to be playing at the exact same time as the Dallas Mavericks. So if the Mavericks lose and the Warriors win over the Pelicans, the Warriors move back up into the 3 spot. So there'll be a lot on the line today for the Warriors. They're going to be playing their guys, get some momentum going for the playoffs. The Pelicans come off that embarrassing loss last night against Memphis too. Just, I think they're going to be resting a lot of their guys at this point, get ready for that playing game on Wednesday. So I think we're going to see the Warriors win this game and win it emphatically. I love the value here on the spread at -7. So let's go ahead and take Warriors -7 over the Pelicans in the Bayou. And we went to our final game of the slate tonight in the association, the Denver Nuggets hosting the Los Angeles Lakers. The Nuggets are 10-point favorites today over the Lakers in Denver. The high altitude and Nikola Jokic's MVP showcase is going to be so fun to watch today. Obviously, no LeBron James, no Russell Westbrook, no Anthony Davis for the Lakers. They are officially eliminated from the playoffs. What an embarrassing season it was for the Los Angeles Lakers. But in this one, I'm going to go with the Nikola Jokic showcase game. I think we see Jokic have a big game. Go check out basketballnews.com if you haven't already. I wrote a story as to why Nikola Jokic should be the back-to-back MVP, why he deserves the accolades this year once again. So I love a big Jokic game here. We're going to take the Nuggets as a best bet of the day here over the Lakers with none of their stars. So Nuggets minus 10 over the Lakers in the altitude of Denver. So that's it for our show today. 11 games in total we went through throughout the association. And here's all our picks get to spread, and it is as follows. Celtics minus 6.5 over the Grizzlies. Raptors minus 5 over the Knicks. Heat minus 9.5 over the Magic. Sixers minus 9.5 over the Pistons. Timberwolves minus 7 over the Bulls. Clippers minus 11.5 over the Thunder. Kings plus 10 over the Suns, Mavericks minus 10 over the Spurs, Jazz minus 18 over the Trailblazers, Warriors minus 7 over the Pelicans, and Nuggets minus 10 over the Lakers. So appreciate everyone listening in, as always, to the podcast. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe. Make sure you follow me on Twitter if you haven't already as well, at esidery, at E-S-I-D-E-R-Y. Make sure you also rate, review the podcast, and subscribe to all the other podcasts on the basketballnews.com podcast network. Basketball News is your one-stop shop for everything revolving around the NBA and basketball itself. We have an all-star cast on basketballnews.com that I'm so proud to be a part of. We're growing every single day, so make sure you get on the action, get on the train here at basketballnews.com. But in the meantime, make sure you lock in your bets for a loaded Sunday slate in the association to wrap the 2021-22 regular season. And happy betting to you on this Sunday night.